Do. Numbers, the experimental trio from Santa Fe, New Mexico, squarely putting us here, wherever that may be, from the Light Parade album. Our set of deep threes began just above the surface, as in the album by Michelle Banabila, riding out a snakebite. The Snow in Kyoto, furnished by Cycle 440 from 17843 Plus, was soothing as we watched shapes falling down in the subterrane with Mark Bareka. Synaulia is an international team of researchers and performers who take an interdisciplinary approach to recreating the music and dance of ancient Rome. We heard Venus off of their album focusing on wind instruments, Music from Ancient Rome, Volume 1. We then braved howling winds, snow crunching beneath our feet with Seashells and Tamal from the Fruhare collection. Tensions rose as we encountered intruders who emerged in the 2018 remake of Death Wish, starring Bruce Willis and Vincent D'Onofrio, as scored by Ludwig Göransson. But calm was restored when we caught the red eye in the form of Part 6 of Hans Thomann's Consequence Suite from the Third Eye Orchestra album. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Coming Home from the Sea from James Horner's soundtrack for The Perfect Storm. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Taku. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate disasters like hurricanes and heat waves can send people to the hospital with problems ranging from injuries to heat stroke. This can lead to unexpected medical bills for families and rising costs for employers who help pay for their employees' health insurance.
Every CFO in America knows how much they're spending on healthcare benefits for their workers and family members.
Tracy Watts is with the HR consulting firm Mercer, which worked with the National Commission on Climate and Workforce Health to create the Climate Health Cost Forecaster. The online tool shows companies how extreme heat, poor air quality, floods, and hurricanes could increase the cost of their employees' healthcare over the next decade. Better understanding these costs could motivate companies to take action to protect their employees as climate change causes more extreme weather. For example, companies can provide cooling and hydration stations and create safety plans for extreme weather events.
If you have some targeted adaptation strategies, it will greatly benefit not only your business, but your people as well, which are probably your greatest asset.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Diverse.